Written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening, this outline is a valuable tool both during your course and before exam time, or if you're simply interested in the subject. Each outline is detailed and comprehensive, covering everything you might expect to learn in a typical law school course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is up to date and cross-referenced with recent case studies covered in leading casebooks. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this outline, we'll review the following: history of intellectual property, trademark acquisition, trademark rights of owners, trademarks, non-confusion-based theories of liability, copyrights acquisition, copyright enforcement, patents acquiring rights, trade secrets, ideas. AudioLearn's law outlines support your studies, help with exam preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter. The history of intellectual property is complex and fascinating. In no other area of law will you read cases involving the copyrightability of the Wizard of Oz, the patentability of the Roger Clemens instructional baseball, and the propriety of the lyrics written by Two Live Crew. This lecture will cover the main areas of intellectual property law: trademarks, copyright, patent law, trade secrets, and the protection of ideas. We will cover the sources and rationales for protecting a person's intellectual property and provide an overview of the federal law which apply. Although we tend to associate intellectual property with the technology and the Industrial Revolution, the first example of such a law goes all the way back to 500 BC, when the Greek colony of Sybaris in southern Italy gave chefs a one-year monopoly on the creation of certain recipes. This is believed to have been the earliest example of what in today's world would be known as copyright law. A few hundred years later, a Roman author named Vitruvius convicted poets who had copied other literary works and then passed them off as their own. The Greeks and Romans developed a system of copyright which protected authors from having their works misrepresented while still allowing for criticism and compilations. This demonstrates that even before the Common Era, there was a recognition that the unique expression by authors was something of value that should be protected. Key takeaways from Section 8. 1. The patent system gives limited property rights to the patent holder. First, the holder has the right to exclude others from using the invention. Second, the holder has positive rights to sell or license his invention. This system works on two fronts. It encourages an inventor to create by giving that person exclusive rights to his invention. It also encourages the inventor to develop, license, and sell the invention, since the patent holder can make money from that endeavor. This is good for society as a whole. However, critics also point out that giving someone a monopoly on his invention can also be bad for society, since people can be excluded from benefiting from an invention. B. Defining a trade secret. Section 4 of the UTSA defines trade secret as information, including a formula, pattern, compilation, program device, method, technique, or process that, 1, derives independent economic value, actual or potential, from not being generally known to and not being readily ascertainable by proper means by other persons who can obtain economic value from its disclosure or use, and 2, is the subject of efforts that are reasonable under the circumstances to maintain its secrecy. Reasonable efforts requirement. Why does the law require a company to make reasonable efforts to maintain secrecy? This helps prove that someone actually misappropriated something which was not generally known. Moreover, showing that something is secret and the company works to keep it that way helps to prove the value of the secret that was disclosed. Note, the DTSA adopts a similar definition.